It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. During the Vietnam War, the term Broken Arrow was used to call in all available air support when troops were in imminent danger of being overrun by the enemy. Yesterday, dozens of local fire departments from across the Front Range held a training exercise with the same name. The goal was to practice mobilizing support in one staging area as soon as possible after a massive wildfire erupts. KUNC's Nathan Heffel has more.
Copy, exiting the highway and getting to staging at 1203.
30, 90, 90. Those numbers were the crux of Tuesday's training exercise on the grounds of the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland.
Which is 30 pieces of fire apparatus in 90 minutes, 90% of the time.
That's Mike Morgan, president of the Colorado Fire Chiefs, which organized the Broken Arrow exercise.
Again, with that 30-90-90 concept is that every fire department within 90 minutes of you would deploy some resource, more automatic deployment to the staging area, obviously, versus the traditional approach of, hey, I'm here and it's bad and I need help.
It's Buckley Air Force Base, Aurora Fire, Littleton Fire, South
Jerry
Central
Rhodes
fire,
is with the Cunningham Fire Department in Southwest Denver. He says, well, it seems like those fire departments are from so far away, it's not uncommon for all hands to come out when a natural disaster strikes.
We're bringing in crews from all over the state. And essentially, this would be the first arrival of the cavalry for whoever the local agency is. But the whole point of this exercise is to move a lot of rigs rapidly for that initial attack so we can hopefully keep the situation small.
Recent back-to-back years of massive wildfire activity in the state caused the change in thinking, and the 30-90-90 concept is being explored by fire departments across the state, including areas of the Western Slope. Mark Miller, chief of the Vail Fire Department, says in the past it hasn't been easy to amass such a large amount of firefighting power in one location so quickly.
So what we're trying to do is step outside of the box a little bit and say it hasn't worked that well before. And so we need to do something different. And so that's why we're doing these exercises to say, can we get this many pieces of equipment in a short period of time? And if we can, it may just make the difference in some of these big fires.
When the Broken Arrow call went out at 10 a.m., five strike teams from across the Front Range, each consisting of multiple fire trucks, heeded the call. Two of the teams made it within the 90-minute window. The other three arrived minutes later at 11:31, 11:32, and 12:09. Chief Morgan of the Colorado Fire Chiefs says the results of both exercises will now be reviewed to see if they can actually be put into place. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.